Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Irv Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lum Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lum Harris. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Sundra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Sundra. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Hefner moves to third. Suter moves to second. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Hefner scores. Suter scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White, who is chasing the ball. Christman reaches third base with a triple. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hefner scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ripple hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerilla hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, Browns, 3. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. Hayes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hall out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Swift moves to second. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Browns. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sundra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sundra moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, White hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ripple hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobs hits a line drive into left field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Sundra bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Estalella. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Sundra moves to third. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sundra scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gutteridge moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive towards third. Christman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Estalella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ripple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Johnny Welich pinch runs for Bob Swift. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Lum Harris. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.